involved in those things as well. So, but I imagine that that's what they're going to do at some point, is do something like that.
This person also made a comment about the goaltending on Saturday night, saying that the goaltending was really good. Said Munson looked very solid. Badoon was doing triple backflips and looked remarkable. And Carroll has improved a lot. So a lot of the fans just watching the game kind of had the same sentiment as you and everybody else, that the goaltending looked pretty good.
Yeah, that's good. And I feel good about that. And, you know, everybody... We're all coaches, you know. I think Lou Holtz made an interesting comment. I'll screw it up. Is some of the referees want to be spectators, spectators want to be referees, and coaches want to be referees or something like that. You know, I appreciate that the people are noticing, and I take a lot of pride, obviously, in the goaltending.
All right, here's a question about your past, Coach. When you were playing at Lake State University, was Coach Frank Anzalone like a military Corps drill sergeant?
Yes,
he was.
He was. Yeah, he was. I'll tell you one thing. Where I'm a little, you know, obviously I have a lot of coach in me, you know, because they impact you in a big way. Because when you go to college, when they're the first people your exposure to them. I was actually recruited by a guy named Bill Selman, who was my coach for a half a year. Frank was a young assistant out of Austin, Minnesota, coaching with the Austin Mavericks. And out of the USHL, the old USHL, and then he came in. It was turned over to him. Bill Selman took a job with Anheuser-Busch in their sports promotion deal, and at Christmas, and Frank was the coach, and really, Bill did a good job of turning the program around, and Frank did a good job of bringing it to a national tournament. But Frank's philosophy, where I differ a little bit from him, is his philosophy was. First of all, he was a wonderful teacher. He explained. He demanded that you do things, but he also told you why, and he was honest to a fault. Coach Frank was honest to a fault. What his philosophy was, though, as far as the game is, we do what we do. Like, we don't change, and if we lose, it's because we didn't execute well enough. Good and bad. It's good if you have the personnel to win that way and to always be the best team, but through execution, hard work, and determination. That's where the drill sergeant came in with his attention to detail and things like that. But there is a side where I think you have to change a little bit, and you have to modify for your opponent. You have to put a game plan together to neutralize what you feel is their strengths. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. and it just doesn't come out to who's best, because it's tough to go in and play Wisconsin and say that you're going to be a better team than them. You're going to out-talent them. And out, you know, we were talking about this earlier, Dirk, you and I. Wisconsin, Chris Brooks was talking to one of their assistants. They have made 20 roster changes. They have cut 20 players, both veteran and incoming recruits, in 20 players in their first year and a half on the job. And the comment was, we're not done yet. So that's a lot of roster movement. 20 players is a lot. I mean, we're going to do some as well. We have to, and we have already. But they're committed to getting better. And you can't go in when they're getting the best recruits in the country and go in there and think that you're going to out-talent them. You have to have a working intangible that makes you a little bit different.
So going back to Frank Anzalone, was he at all like a lot of people perceive Herb Brooks was, in a way? He wasn't really a player's coach, but he made you play for him in a way? Was he that kind of coach?
Yeah, you know what? High character kids, you know, probably like Navy SEAL type guys, Army Ranger type guys, those type of guys loved Frank. They love Frank. Mm-hmm. I still have a great relationship with Frank. Softer players that wanted it, that wanted to be just left alone and things like that, hated him. Mm-hmm. You know, hated him, because he made you accountable. You know what I mean? And it was back in the days when it was military-like in how it was done. You know, we went back on the ice after games if he didn't think we played well, and we went right back out there, you know, just like in the movie, again, like in the Miracle movie. So, yeah, back then it was like that. But with that said, he brought small Lake Superior from not making the playoffs my first year into an NCAA championship team, you know what I mean? And set the stage for being a perennial powerhouse for about a 10-year period. So, he was... But I'm not sure that the same approach would work as well in today's game for the reasons that we spoke about. Mm-hmm. People are different, you know? People are different now.
Here's another question for you, Coach. What are some of the reasons you feel the Huskies got off to a slow start last season, and what adjustments have you made to help Tech get out of the gates better this year?
I think that I don't know if they're like. First of all, I was gone a lot. I was gone for the first up until Duluth. I was gone like our assistants are. I was gone all the time. So anything that I would say would be just hearsay to start with. But I think we really emphasized, Mel really emphasized a lot on offense, on you know, flow, on scoring, on non-combative type practices, to the point where guys would ask to compete. You know, they'd ask, hey, coach, can you talk to Mel and get a little bit more compete? So we've tried to add a little bit of that, a little bit more compete. And the guys have said that we have competed harder to make us a little bit more game ready. But still, you're so limited. The best teams, the best talent, you know, is going to, in those early games, sincerely has a big advantage.
So, also the competition, much like it's going to be this year, was pretty strong early on last season, too.
Yeah, but we were in some games. Like, we had a lead against Duluth. Yeah. We had a 3-2 lead, I think, late in the game. They scored two late goals, like, in the last couple minutes to beat us.
The last one, I think, was that 15 seconds left to go in the game.
And then Michigan, you know, we were at Michigan. We had them, and we just weren't able to close it out. So, we've tried to do some things a little bit differently with how we're approaching it, and with our off ice conditioning type stuff and things like that to try to be a little better. But it still comes down to, we would like to have gotten out of a better start. It all worked out the same anyways. We probably finished where we were going to finish for the national tournament anyways, the seeding we got. But last year, I think we would probably like to do things a little bit different with that defensive core we had, because they could carry you to victories. They could keep you in every game. So we probably would have, in retrospect, done things a little differently.
Here's the next question. Again, this is more of an administration question, maybe. But what is going on with the GLI? They keep hearing that the GLI is on January 1st and 2nd, but it's still not on the schedule. Are there contract issues with the new venue?
You know, I don't want to. That's things. I know what I believe it to be, and I think I'm accurate in what I believe it to be. But I thought about that last time after we were talking. I think about the GLI or about one of our. I think it was the GLI when I popped out some dates. I still think, if you remember those dates, I think are still valid and intact. But schedule releases and things like that are I think need to be done through Calvin and when they tell me I can release stuff. I'll be glad to release it, but I know what I believe it to be, and I believe it to be early in January.
Here's a question for you, Coach. Do we have a very good chance of beating Wisconsin this week?
First of all, let me go back to the previous one. Okay. I hope it's when I think it is, because we have our plane ticket set. So, we have to go right from that out to Vegas. I hope we have a good chance of first of all, what we want to do is we want to be able to compete with them. So we want to get on the ice and show that we can play with them. Not get intimidated by the big building and things like that. Again, I think what's going to come down to, and like I said, the details, and you can see where I get a little bit more passionate now in our conversation. Our biggest deal here, and I firmly believe this because I've been so fortunate to be part of it in some very good places. We were national tournament champions three times at Lake State, and I was around that the whole time, and you know, at Northern Michigan we were a national tournament team. We've been a national tournament team twice since I've been here. A big thing is your attention to detail. There's two things you have to do in an environment like this. You have to, again, be closely in tune to situational play so that you know what you're doing at all times. In the scrimmage the other day, that was the part that, if I said something disappointed me, would be that upperclassmen turned their backs on pucks and you know, ran around a little bit in the defensive zone and things like that, and didn't maybe drive the net and stuff like that. That's one thing you have to do. And the other thing you have to do, your players have to get better. Your players have to improve. It's very important that your juniors and seniors are your best players. And so that's the focus. We want to be, if you're attentive to detail, you understand what you're trying to do and you believe in the culture, then you'll get better as a group. So the first priority for me, like I said again, there's a reason. I talked to this with the players, so I'm not talking behind them. And again, I love them and I'm loyal to them. But there's a reason why some players have not had the careers yet that they want to have. And they can still have those careers. Their careers, they can still have end their career on a tremendous high. I've seen in great environments where you're seeing